Yeah, Rory, look, it's been positive and negative. Obviously, it's been negative for society at large, and we recognize that, and it's unprecedented, as we know. And we take our hat off to all the healthcare workers and everyone in the health service that's done some amazing work. But for us, I think we had great momentum in the first couple of games, Drogheda at home and Athlone at home and UCD away. And that momentum actually has actually kicked on in a funny kind of way, because we've used the downtime to, I suppose, restructure ourselves a little bit. And we have also used the downtime to, I suppose, drive on a lot of the community engagement work that we're focused on, and also get our online merchandising shop up and running. And we've had regular meetings, and we've set up podcasts. We've recognized the contribution of past players and past volunteers and podcasts with those kind of people. We've engaged a lot with the FAI, and we needed to do that, because I think historically as a club, we probably haven't done enough of that. So we've certainly opened the door of communication with the FAI at all levels, and we have a very good relationship with them now, and that's positive, I think, for both parties. So in many ways, I think we've used this unprecedented time for in a very positive way, and we're really energized and looking forward to the kickoff and restart, Rory.
Yeah, I'd imagine at some point during the pandemic, you must have thought there would be no football at all for 2020, which must have been worrying.
Yeah, it was worrying. It was certainly worrying, because obviously we have a certain amount, like every entity, business entity, we have a certain amount of fixed costs that just don't go away, and a lot of variable costs. But the fixed costs are there anyway, whether or not you're playing football or not. And that was a challenge for us. And how are we going to meet that cost, especially when one of our main income streams is our on-site bar, and that was closed and is closed. So that was a concern. But we didn't lose hope, and we always had the belief that things would turn a little bit, and we'd be allowed to back playing football. And so the positivity is very important. I mean, our ethos now, Rory, very much in the club, and what we've tried to ingrain at all levels is think positively and act positively. And we've no time for naysayers. We've no time for negative attitudes. So really, even in spite of this difficult time for everyone, we've tried to remain positive, and actually it's borne fruit.
The negotiations, I suppose, for the return of football in the country was difficult, I suppose. I mean, it was a lengthy process.
It was a lengthy process, and I was heavily engaged on behalf of the club and the First Division. And what we did was, very, very importantly, I think the First Division clubs spoke with a unified voice, and we all believed that the return to football was ultimately absolutely important for the credibility of the league. But was actually more important was the honouring of the promotion and relegation aspect, and that was very important. And we were resolute in our determination to ensure that promotion was retained, and it was ultimately, and I think that was very, very important. Otherwise, you would have undermined the basic ethos of sport, which is like to give everyone a fair chance to do better, and those that don't do better and have to be relegated, then so be it. But just, you've got to deal with the realities, and you can't use an opportunity like a pandemic to try and avoid some of those realities. So look, we're delighted, and we were delighted the way the FAI held firm, and they were very resolute and I suppose patient in their negotiations with all parties. Quite a bit of disagreement, but ultimately, look, the First Division clubs won out in terms of promotion. But what's critical is that the club is now the football is now going back at as and you know together, and I think there's a unity now there that I haven't seen in a while, and that's a really, really good thing. And I take my hat off to Gary Owens and to Niall Quinn and others in the FAI in achieving that.
We saw the streaming deal announced yesterday for the Premier Division clubs. Is there similar for the First Division in the offing, or is it something clubs are going to have to do themselves?
In negotiations with the FAI, Rory, the primary focus was with the Premier Division clubs, and we get that, we understand that, and they've agreed a package and a platform in which to host their games centrally, and I think that's going to really provide a great opportunity for revenue for the league in general, and maybe is another example of turning a negative situation into a positive. And it's something maybe we could have done many years ago, but we're doing it now, and that's great as a league. But as individual clubs, we're doing what we can on the First Division side, and Cove will be doing streaming as well. charging €5 or €6 per game. And we hope there'll be pretty good pick up in that, especially in light of the fact that we're restricted to 200 people, including all officials at our games for the moment. We hope that'll be increased in due course, but right now it's 200, so that's quite limiting for us.
Yeah, I spoke to Tracy Kennedy of the Cork County Board yesterday, and she was frustrated that they couldn't allow more people into their games, considering there is capacity at stadia, I guess, for people to be socially distanced safely.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the FAI here are trying to, you know, I think they're trying to be safe rather than sorry. And look, we're OK with that. We're all learning. It's all new. It's new for us all. As much as we'd like 500 plus to be allowed into games, and really all of the grounds have that capacity, and the provision will be there to, I think, still social distance and have 500 plus into our grounds. But 200 is where we're at, and we honour the edict from the FAI, and we're going to do all we can to stick to the protocols. It's very important. The last thing any of us want in the game is that we take one step forward and two back. So let's get on with the 200, and let's review it maybe as we hopefully move onto the next phase nationally. The hope is that they would increase that. And other sports have the same limitation. And, you know, it's a... But Rory, bear in mind, we're happy to be back under that constraint than not be back at all.
Yes, certainly so. On the field, you're back in action away to Bray next week. Stuart Ashton, I'd imagine, getting the players ready must have been difficult, I suppose, but I'd imagine everyone around the club is buzzing ahead of the resumption next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I had a good chat with the players a couple of weeks ago, just letting them know what all the work we're doing all off the pitch, and hoping that they'll translate some of that good work into on the pitch, right? There's no guarantees, but very much we want to create that bond between off the pitch and on the pitch, and we're one entity and we're one team. And you know, looking at some of the training sessions, the guys are really energized. We've had two good games, friendly games in advance of going back, which we won. We won both games. We're playing Cork City on Friday night, which we hope we'll do well on as well. So it's all good. And Stuart, you know, Stuart, we're confident, and we know Stuart is the right man for the job. You know, he's ambitious, he's competitive, he's driven, and he drives that into the team. And they're young lads, and they want to achieve things. And they're all delighted, actually, that the promotion opportunity still remains. So you can see their ambition when you talk with them, and we're there to facilitate that worry. So look, the club is moving forward, and we're really, really, really excited about the return to football.
Yeah, certainly. And kind of, I suppose, that, as you mentioned, like, that promotion is going to create a lot of excitement being in the promotion hunt. We've seen it at Cove a couple of times. Just being in the hunt creates excitement. It gets people through the gate. It gets the entire town talking.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we're restructuring, I suppose, remodeling the club in many ways, we're not setting ourselves up as a club that's only going to get decent number of spectators based on performance. Like, you'd always get the extra a quantity of supporters that will come through the gate when you're doing well. That's the nature of sport. We get that. What we're trying to do here is create a core and a strong base of supporters that feel they've got something to contribute to the club, that feel that the club represents them, that feel really that they're part of the club, the town, the region, connect with the players, connect with the volunteers. We now have 25 volunteers and more helping at all levels of the club. So really, that's very important, that we don't just, I suppose, focus on trying to do well necessarily on the pitch. We have to do well off the pitch as well, and that's where we will win ultimately if we do well on both sides, Rory.
I suppose engagement with the community is vital in getting sponsorship into the club as well.
It is. And look, we we're doing well on sponsorship. We have the Metropolitan and we have Bathroom Builders. They've both been very generous with their sponsorship. And, you know, and as our profile is improving, as our voice is being heard more generally, nationally as well, I think sponsorship opportunities will grow. We've a very engaged public out there now. We're getting people ringing us up, asking to help us, which is great. And there's a real energy there. We've people coming to the games that haven't been there in many years. So it's all positive, and we've got to maintain that positivity together. If we go forward together, we'll have our disagreements, but I think if we honour honour the contribution of every single person, then we'll do the right thing and we'll be very strong. I mean, we have a golf outing on the 31st of this month, and that's oversubscribed. And we have our summer camps coming up, and that's for kids, and that's fully subscribed. And that's giving parents an opportunity to put young Johnny away, play football for a few days. So that's great, right? So we're there to help that on a societal level as well, and we're delighted.
All right, Bill, thanks very much. Hope to see you for a socially distant evening down in St. Colman's Park very, very soon.
Great, Rory. You're welcome to come down, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks, Rory.